Kiddush Shabbos morning is known as Kiddushei Rabbah, the Great Kiddush, and most assume it's Lashon Sagi Nahar, that since it's only Drabanan, the real quote-unquote Kiddush is Friday night, so not to embarrass Shabbos morning, we give it Kiddushei Rabbah. Others say, no, it really is a praise, that it's part of, every Kiddush has Bo'er Pri HaGafen, and that's what this has, but most as many assume it's Kiddushei Rabbah. You know what, it's called the Great Kiddush. Be it as it may, all agree it's Kiddush Shabbos morning is Drabanan. According to the Rebbe, it might not even be Kiddush. That's why there's no way to drink before you make the bracha. I think in South Africa they used to call it making a bracha. But nevertheless, we seem to pass like the Rambam that it is Kiddush, Kiddush Drabanan. So therefore, there are different rules. So we know one rule is that Kiddush Friday night, if we don't have wine, so we make it over bread. However, Shabbos morning, if there's no yayin matzoi, or we'll get into the details of when, assuming there's no wine or grapes, let's assume, so you make it over chamar medina, the drink of the town. So what is the drink of the town? That's a major debate. Does it have to be something with alcoholic content? You have the whole range, whether schnapps, beer, coffee, tea, orange juice, with sodas included, different definitions of Chama Medina. So many make Kiddush over schnapps. And it's a separate discussion as well. There's two issues making it over schnapps. One is making it over schnapps versus making it over wine. And then many who make it over schnapps make it into a shot glass, make it from a shot glass, which is less than a revia. So even if you assume that you can make that schnapps is chamar medina, and you can make kiddush over chamar medina, then there's a further debate whether you need to have a revia, like at least a cup that holds a revia, and then drink the rove revia. So that's a whole discussion. However, there's an interesting pshat from Rav Chaim V'lezhiner. He was against the practice. Well, it was a Hasidic practice, no surprise, about people making kiddush over schnapps, but not because of, besides the reason, let's assume you have no wine. Some people say if you have wine, you should make it over schnapps. Let's assume, even in the case there is no wine, you have to find something else, because he holds schnapps can't be chama merdina. Why can't it be chama merdina? Isn't it a drink? So he says, no, it's not. He says, schnapps doesn't qualify as chama merdina. He says it's a machal, not a mashke. It's a food, not a liquid. In other words, based on Tosfos, we'll see that the definition of a beverage isn't, it's not liquid versus solid, like soup. Soup is an ochel, we eat soup even though it's a liquid. So he wants to say, even though it's a liquid machal, even though, because people don't drink it, they drink it because they get into the mood, they don't drink it to quench their thirst, they do it to get into the right mood, they'll enjoy the other foods later at the Kiddush Club, etc. And in fact, in fact, we find by soup, in other words, the Chayyadam writes that by soup, a Bora Nefashis, you only need a Kezias, not a Revias. Why? Because Kezias is an Ochel, for Revias is a Mashka. Ramosha disagrees, but so that could be in the Kuda, whether you assume Schnapps is a macho or a mashke, but according to the Chayyadam, the Mishnah Brura, that they go with, so they'd say by soup it's a kezias, and that's what Chayyim V'lezhin says about schnapps, it's an ochel, it's not, it's a liquid ochel. And therefore, that's the whole shaila they ask by beer. In other words, we make a shahako on beer. For those who drink beer, you make a shahako. Why do you make a shahako? Why not a mizonos? So Tosis gives a bunch of answers, but the answer brought down by halacha is you always make a shahako on a beverage. So, since beer is something you drink, not eat, I guess you could argue maybe like Rav Chaim Veloz, I don't know, I don't drink beer. But since beer is a beverage, so therefore we make a shahako on it. So according to Rav Chaim Veloz, if you hold schnapps a machel, it's a mashke everyone's in. If you hold it, schnapps is an ochel, so then you can't use it for Chama or Medina, because the first step is it has to be a drink. And in fact, interesting, that's what they point out. It's a kula, but then the kasha is, in other words, the question is, how could you make, assuming that you can make kiddush over schnapps, which I was, how could you do it over on a shot glass? The Eretz Tzvi, Reb Frimmer, I think the Kudjagov, he has a picture out in the, on the 5A, or on the fifth floor in the library. He points out that Eretz Tzvi points out he wants to be find a limud zchus for those who make kiddush over shot glasses, let's say schnapps. He says because why do you need a rebius generally? Because it's something so liquid. But since schnapps is only machal, so for machal you only need a kezayis. It's a machlok is how much is a kezayis, whether it's a half a beya or a shlish beya. Or one third. So how do we paskin? So the Maghreb writes on a mitzvah daraita, we go with chumra chatzi beya, but on a mitzvah drabanan, it's shlish beya. And we all agree, kiddush Shabbos morning is only a din drabanan. So therefore, since schnapps is only an ocho and not a mashka, therefore we could use a gezaya. So that's how he explains that you could use a small cup. It's a famous taz, or it's based on a taz, that a different reason he gives. But the kasha they ask on the Eretz Tzvi is that it's a great hetzer, but the only problem is you can't make kiddush over a bowl of soup. If you're telling me schnapps is a machal, so it explains why it's okay if it explains why you have the small cups, but then how do you make kiddush over? So that's Rav Chaim, the Rav Chaim Veloz, and both the Eretz Tzvi, they both call it a machal. Even he's Eretz Tzvi is calling a machal lakula, and Rav Chaim Veloz is calling a machal chumri. Says you can't make kiddush over schnapps; it's like over a bowl of soup. However, the minhag olam seems not to be like Rav Chaim Veloz. We do consider schnapps a shahako, like we do by beer. At least that's what the minhag olam is.